This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Outrage is growing over a Russian airstrike on a maternity hospital in Mariupol, Ukraine. Three people were killed, including a child. Ukraine calls it a war crime. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says there should be an international war crimes investigation. She's visiting Poland, where most of the Ukrainian refugees are taking shelter.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by, a missile, a bomb? In an unprovoked, unjustified war? Where a powerful country is trying to take over another country, violate its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, for the sake of what? Nothing that is justified or provoked?
The AP's Karen Shamas.
The sound of shelling echoed in the air as a Russian airstrike destroyed a maternity hospital in Mariupol. A mother who was inside of the hospital at the time of the blast cries in shock as she cradles her baby. An injured pregnant woman is carried out on a stretcher as several men scramble to evacuate her. Meanwhile, around Ukraine, thousands of civilians are unable to escape besieged or destroyed areas as they suffer from electricity outages, food shortages, and other vital services. Thousands are hoping to find relief through safe exits agreed upon by Ukraine and Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
The war in Ukraine is pushing up gas prices here in the U.S. Gas is $4.31 on average today, that from the AAA. It's $5.69 in some parts of California. Experts say gas prices will go even higher. U.S. inflation soared 7.9% over the past 12 months, the biggest spike since 1982. This is AP News. Lionel Richie has won the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music.
Lionel Richie is the latest recipient of the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music. The musician looks back at one of his most influential hits. Here comes the time. With Russia bombarding Ukraine, some have clamored for a new We Are the World, but the man who co-wrote the 1985 anthem says the song still resonates.
You listen to the lyrics, they're just as today as it was 30-some-odd years ago.
Lionel Richie, who received the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music in Washington last night.
It's a shame that we haven't come that far as the human race to move past the point of complete ignorance.
He says as great as that song was, its message seems to have been lost on world leaders.
We're not allowing people on Earth to live together as one.
Oscar Wells, Gabriel, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.